This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Not even caring how he will land, on his neck, on his hand, or whatever. Die or not, they don't care. Jealousy. They got jealous of him. They got jealous of him. What made Bani Israel refuse the message of Muhammad ﷺ? They knew, yeah, they were reading. الَّذِي يَجِدُونَهُ مَكْتُوبًا عِنْدَهُ They see it, they read about him. Okay, they look at him. That's the man. But they refuse to. What? Jealousy that he was not one of them. He was an Arab, but not from Bani Israel. Jealousy can kill you. Can destroy you. Can ruin you. You might be a very successful businessman. Once you get jealous, that's it. So be careful, brothers. وَمِنْ شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ Keep reading the surah, inshallah. Last but not least, before we open, inshallah, time for questions and answers. وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ Not only he got, he disobeyed Allah and refused his command, and he got arrogant, but he was from al-kafirin. What does it mean? What kafir means? He didn't believe in God? No, he believed in God. Kufr here means what? Naqid what? The opposite of what? Shukr. You are kafir when you don't thank Allah. Al-kufr in Arabic means to cover. That's why in Egypt our brothers call farming villages as kafr. Kafr. This is why in your country you say kafr. Cover this, cover that. Because one important thing about farmers is that they do what? They cover the seeds. Once they seed, they have to cover. To plant the seeds, they have to cover them. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُعْجِبُ الزُّرَّاعَ لِيَغِيظَ بِهِمُ الْكُفَّارِ Kuffar, it doesn't mean disbelievers. Zurra. Somebody has planted early in the season, and he's looking at his, mashallah, plants growing, while somebody is still digging the ground. One was early, the other one was late. So, kafir in Arabic means a denier. When you cover the truth, you're denying. It's like you are sick, and you're denying to be sick. And you know. It's not like you don't know. You know you have a disease. You go just face it. And see the doctor, and work with him, inshallah, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you him. So some people know they are hypocrites. They're sick, but they deny it. As if, no, it's not like that. It's wrong, brother. Admit it, so that at least that be part of the process of healing. وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ It means he was unthankful to Allah. Here, it means he was unthankful. When Allah made him, although he was not an angel, be careful, brothers, the Catholics think he was an angel, Lucifer, they call him Lucifer. No. And so many Muslims are with this opinion. They say Iblis was an angel. Allahu Akbar. Al-Malaikatu ajma'un. All of them, all the Malaika did what we call sujood. Except Iblis. Iblis has never been from the Malaika. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Illa Iblis kana min al-jinn. In Surah Al-Kahf. Except Iblis, he was from the jinn. He has never been an angel. فَفَسَقَ عَلَى أَمِنَ رَبِّهِ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ He was unthankful. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ Allah says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ If you thank me, I will give you more. وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ He's talking to Muslims. If you deny me the thanks, I will show you what type of punishment I have. So a kafir, kafir doesn't mean necessarily non-Muslim. A Muslim can be kafir. A Muslim can be kafir. What does it mean? A Muslim can be Muslim by faith, but he's unthankful to Allah. And you know how many Muslims are kafir with this meaning? When they don't thank Allah enough? Never enough. A sister, mashallah, is happily married. Her husband is trying his best. He's providing. And she's angry every day. She's yelling at him, I want this. That's a form of kufr. What is this, sister? What do you want? Brothers, same thing. Allah gave him a beautiful wife. Children. What is there? I don't know what. With everybody, he's nice except with his wife. What is this? There are people who are torturing their parents, the way they talk to them. You never provided for me. You never did this. You never did that. It's not enough. What type of father you are? What type of mother you are? Allahu Akbar. That's a form of disrespect and kufr to Allah through torturing your father and mother. So we stop here inshallah and we will continue. We did not focus on this story as you have heard, brothers, as something that is historical. But we focused on the very essence of this story, that is knowledge and the importance of knowledge. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has dignified Adam with something that even the angels who are so close to Allah, who don't have any room to disobey Him, didn't have. What was it? What was it? Al-ilm, ya akhwan. Alaykum bil-ilm. Seek knowledge. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, seek knowledge. Now, I just want to end by saying this. If you look at any book of our classical heritage, which we are very proud of, you find, mashallah, the book of ilm is the first thing our great scholars talk about. Chapter on knowledge. Before they talk about anything. Kitab al-ilm. For instance, you take a masterpiece book like Ihya ul-Muddin, the first thing. Imam Abu Hamid al-Ghazali, may Allah have mercy on his soul, mentions is Kitab al-Ilm, the book of knowledge. It's very important, brothers. A dust like this not only gets you the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but makes you powerful in front of the shaitan. Last but not least, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, one alim is much more tough and difficult on the shaitan than 1,000 worshippers. لَعَالِمٌ وَاحِدٌ أَشَدُّ عَلَى الشَّيْطَانِ مِنْ أَلْفِ عَالِمٍ. One alim. Because it's not easy for the shaitan to trick a scholar. But 1,000 worshippers without knowledge? Allahu Akbar. Like those brothers we talked about, for the imam who was making khutbah and telling them everything wrong. They had the sincerity, but they didn't have the knowledge. So may Allah give us the knowledge and keep seeking knowledge, brothers. Wherever there is a conference, drive and go. Wherever there is, mashallah, a scholar in town, halaqa, be part of it, yeah. The least, even if you are knowledgeable, the least that will happen to you is what? Companionship of the righteous. The angels are sitting with us now. The angels. And some people leave the angels and go talk nonsense outside. Bad fight, maybe. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. أي question؟